Well, you heard the latest news last week. The story broke about Damascus Road Ministries now purchasing a building right across from the Coldwater Public Service Building at 62 Division Street in Coldwater to house their long-awaited vision of a homeless shelter and discipleship center as well. And so we're moving on to the next stage of that. Joining us in the studio, Randy Levitin, who's the executive director of Damascus Road Ministries, Steve Smith, who's fundraising director now for the organization. This has been kind of a long road here, Randy. You've gone, you know, you had the rezoning for this section of the building, and then, you know, you thought you maybe had a different building in Hatchet. Now back to this one, which is great news. And now putting together all the pieces, obviously, to get this open now, right?
Yeah, correct. And one of the things that people have been asking is how all this comes together as a model. And we wanted just to let people know that our homeless shelter is going to be a 501c3 ministry project, and that's why we're raising the money for it, because a lot of people are thinking that the treatment center and other projects that we have are actually Damascus Road. Our family of businesses are exactly what they say they are, businesses. So once we raise the money for this homeless shelter, which is a 501c3 project, we are opening another business, which is a treatment center, which will allow us to fund the project in the future. So that's why we're doing a one-time capital campaign. We kicked off a high-five campaign asking people to donate $5 a month for 10 months, which is a total of $50. And if we can get most of the community to do that, we'll be able to buy this community homeless shelter, which is basically what it is. It'll be just for the community. Then we're going to open another business, which is a treatment center, which will help support it.
Okay. The treatment center, what kind of clients, or what is it tied in directly to the homeless shelter, or how will that actually kind of work?
Well, the treatment center, initially we will start seeing people while we're at the homeless shelter, but we're going to be building a new building, a 10,000-square-foot building, simultaneously as we're even starting our renovation for the homeless shelter. So it'll be a completely separate building eventually, and then it's going to be basically an accredited substance abuse center, which will be Damascus Road Treatment Center. And we will be working with insurance companies that will help us fund all the future projects.
Okay. And at the same time, providing actually employment here in Branch County as well.
Correct. Like our treatment center, we're expected 20 to 30 jobs. The homeless shelter, we might have up to 10 jobs. And then we're going to open a discipleship program, which will bring about another 20 jobs.
Okay.
Just off the top right there.
All right, so that's how the model works for that. Steve, you've been kind of tasked with raising the money for this to make this happen, to get the homeless shelter open. And Randy had mentioned about the High Five program of giving that. That's one of the ways that people can help and make it pretty easy for themselves to help support this.
Absolutely, Ken. And there are several ways that these folks can help us obtain this goal, is that they can go to our website, Damascus Road,
MI.org,
and it will take them to our donation page automatically. There's also a second way on there that they can donate as well, and if they're not comfortable with our secured website, they can download and fill out a application form of donation, then send it into our offices and with their donation at 117 West Chicago Street here in Coldwater.
So when you talk to people about donating to this project, what are you telling them? Why is this one good for the community, and why should they donate to this project?
Well, you know, I had a lot of thought into that, and there's folks who have sons and grandsons out there who, for whatever reason, decide to take a left turn in life. And, you know, they, for some reason, was drawn to substance abuse. And, you know, the thing of it is, it becomes personal that way. And if we can help one life, it's going to be all worth it. If we can help two, that's even better. Mm-hmm. But at least the community has another avenue to bring or suggest to their loved one that they can receive this kind of help at Damascus Road Ministries. And, you know, $5 a month for the next 10 months, you know, people spend that in sodas per day, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's not a really large obligation. And that makes our fundraising the beauty part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, have you set kind of a time frame on when you would need to have this money raised and when you'd like to have it raised?
We have. We would like to have the money raised within 10 months. That's our goal. And we figure if the folks of Branch County will give that $5 per month for 10 months, our goal will be met and things will start to be happening for the homeless here in Branch County. We need this ministry. We are we work hand in hand with the other ministries as well that are offered here in Branch County, and which is exciting, which is an exciting thing too. We're not the only answer, but we're just another piece of the puzzle to solve the homelessness in Branch County.
Randy, what kind of time frame to get this up and running, either the homeless shelter or then the substance treatment center?
We're hoping within 30 to 60 days that we'll have enough funds raised to actually get the building purchased and start the renovation process. And as we start that process, we're going to start the building of the treatment center. So it's kind of a two-phase, and that's what's great about having Steve on board. He's going to handle the fundraising and that part of the project, while I am starting to focus on our accreditation and purchasing of the treatment center, because that's the key to being self-supporting once we raise the money. And one key thing, what's different about Damascus Road than some of the other projects that are running in town to help the homeless is that we're a structured program about rehabilitation, and our main focus is to help people turn their lives around, and it's just not about housing. We just want to be able to turn lives around.
Okay. DamascusRoadMI.org is the website for more information, or give them a call, 517-515-5150 to make a donation, be a part of the effort here for Damascus Road Ministries. Good luck, and we'll stay in touch, guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Steve Smith and Randy Levinson from Damascus Road Ministries in the studio with us this morning.